All right, welcome to our last class, the semester of Living by the Book. Congratulations for making it through the class. This class won't be long at all because I want to get to the point and kind of leave you with something to kind of walk with from this class. John chapter 5, verse 39. And we've gone over this so many times, but I want to read it now. It says, search the scriptures. Verse 38, he says, and ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him you believe not. It's very important because you can get to believing in principles in the Bible and not really understand that you should be believing in Jesus. Remember John 1 talked about the word made flesh. And then in 39 it says, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Verse 40, and you will not come to me that you might have life. If there's anything that I want you to leave away from this class with, is that whenever searching the scriptures, you have to find Jesus. If you do not find Jesus or Jesus's ways or his character in it, it's not the thing that we should be functioning in. This is living by the book. The word is made flesh. Just like the word was made flesh and dwelt among us in Jesus, it's the same with us, but we can only do that through Jesus. Remember Jesus says, no man cometh to the Father but by me. He's not talking about getting to heaven or getting to some supernatural place. He's talking about getting to the true identity of who we are. And so I want you to slow down. We've said this a lot this semester, but I want you to slow down and I want you to really read the scripture for reality's sake. Religion and spirituality and supernaturalness and all of those things sometimes have us looking for principles more than personal. And now we're trying to operate in something that we don't take personal. We don't realize that is in us developing and working already. And so when you search these scriptures, you have to be looking for Jesus. You have to be looking for life. You have to look for the reality of life in him. And when you see that, this is when we're able to walk it out and the word is flesh as we are. And so, do different things, man. I study the words. Study the origin of words, the languages, the original languages, the Hebrew and Aramaic. Study those languages. Get you a Strong's Concordance Bible. You can get it on the phone, on your app. It's easy on my app. I have an Auditree Bible on my app, and it's real easy. I can hit a word and find out what the original meaning is. Find out what the context is, why Jesus is talking to people. Like, for instance, one of our favorite phrases is, you must be born again. John chapter 3, he's talking to Nicodemus. If you really go into the context of them, and we've over-spiritualized it, we've made it such a religious phrase that sometimes we don't realize the originality of what Jesus is saying. The reason he uses this phrase, you must be born again, he's talking to Nicodemus. He's a chief of priests. He's a Jew. He's one of the children of Israel. And Nicodemus comes to him, talking to him. The only reason is because he sees these miracles that he's doing, right? And, you know, at this point in time, they're living off of stories about miracles. The glory of Abraham, the glory of David and Solomon, all these different things, and Elijah and Elisha and all these things. But they're not seeing any of those things happening in their current society, except when Jesus shows up. So now Nicodemus approached Jesus at night because he's a coward. And he says, he didn't want everybody to know he was talking to Jesus. He said, we know you sent from God. You know, how you doing all these things? And Jesus hits him with this. You know, you must be born again. Now, what the reality of it, if you look at the context, the reason he tells Nicodemus you must be born again is because Nicodemus and everybody in his ethnic culture, or the people in his ethnic circles, all those, the children of Israel, they thought they were already born into being God's chosen people. They thought they were already good. So their goodness that they thought they had already kept them from the truth that was trying to come through them. So now Jesus tells him, he kills his ethnicity and kills his background, kills all of his cultural whatever, his ancestors and all that stuff. He kills it and says, you must be born again. And that's so simple to find if we approach the Bible from a certain perspective and certain eyes. So if you can learn anything, approach the scripture with new eyes, with new understanding, not just trying to find a religious faith principle to try to bless your own life or to come up with some kind of thing to work your faith. No, you have to be a real person. You have to really be the word in the flesh and really be who God wants you to be and let that unfold. So that's it. Living by the book. I'll see y'all next year in Church Unusual.